This is John Roon from the KCR Election Newsroom, continuing our coverage this morning by hearing from the six people competing for a position on the board of School District 8. Two out of the six who are running want to take a place on the school board that is still working to swing back after over 2 years of classroom disruptions and online learning due to the pandemic. First up among the candidates is Julie Bremner.
So my background is in outdoor education. I've spent most of my career teaching leadership in outdoor settings across Canada and around the world. So I've worked with a lot of different educational systems, from public to private to not-for-profit to universities. And I've seen how a lot of different structures of education work. I've happily settled in Nelson for the last 5 years. My partner's a teacher in town. We've got a kiddo here who'll be in schools one day. That's my kiddo running away. This is my first attempt at anything political.
Julie, how come you're running for SD8 trustee, and what are some issues that you're looking at when you look at the school district today and in the next few years?
Yeah, so I've been connected to our schools kind of since moving and settling in Nelson, and I'm really passionate about education, and I see in our school districts areas that we can do better. I think three big ones are staff retention and recruitment. I think we need to do a better job of valuing and supporting everybody who works for our school district, from teachers to bus drivers, so that we are really keeping and supporting those great people we already have and attracting more awesome ones. I think we also need to take the climate crisis seriously as a school district and do more. We're working to reduce our emissions. I think we can do more in that department. I also think we need to look at adapting our buildings for our changing climate. So things like, we have no air conditioning in the majority of our schools, and we are getting smoky heat waves in May and June and sometimes September. So making sure those buildings 10 years from now are safe, comfortable places for kids to go to school.
How come people should vote for Julie Bremner for School District 8 trustee?
I would really like to work hard for this community and our schools and our kids. I would like to be a voice that is communicating and seeking input from the community about public schools, as well as communicating out what the board is doing. I think there's space for that, for a board that's more engaged and connected to the community and stakeholders. And I would really like to bring my experience in education and with our schools to this role.
That was Julie Bremner, candidate for School District 8 trustee. Next up, Murray Shunter.
Mr. Shunter, just give us a brief background about you. What have you done professionally and politically, personally in your life so far?
Well, one of my big interests is I've worked as a teacher for 40 years, retired now and a full-time paramedic. But so I've able to see how our district works and just basically in the classroom level where I'm working with kids and see what they need and what's the best way to go about giving them that.
Previous board jobs or anything like that?
Not for the school board. I was on Nelson Community Services Board in the past. I was also on the City of Nelson Environmental Advisory Committee. I was the chairperson for the very first one of those committees, and I've done a variety of things. I volunteer now for NavCare, which is helping elderly people that are sort of progressing to the latter stages of their lives. And I also volunteer with the Nelson Ride Service for elderly people as well.
What are some issues that you see as very relevant now and in the next few years to come that you think the board should deal with?
Three main things: reduce bureaucracy and put literally some of those millions back into the classroom for staff and resources, creating climate action curriculum to augment the climate change curriculum we now have, so that it will empower the students to make a difference, so they can reduce their anxiety and also give them a hand with what they can do in the future. And looking at inclusivity, which would include students as a matter of race or gender identity, academic abilities, rich or poor. Just want to make sure that everybody feels welcomed and that we provide enough resources so that everyone can be successful. And finally, collaborative decision making, which makes sure that we have all our stakeholders, parents, students, staff, community members, just making sure they've got a voice in our decision making, so that it's not top down but more bottom up.
And why should people vote for you, do you think? What makes you a good candidate for SD8 trustee?
Well, there are those four goals I have, among others, but I, having worked in the system, I understand how it works, and I understand what needs to be done, and I understand how to get there. So I'm also a very determined person. So those four things I noted there, I will not stop working towards those until that's been accomplished. And I also care particularly about the students, and they are our primary focus, but also about everyone else that's involved, like I said, from parents to staff to community members.
That was Murray Shunter, candidate for School District 8 trustee. Continuing our coverage this morning, we will hear from Tricia Braun, who is running for SD8 trustee.
Ms. Braun, could you just tell us a bit about yourself? What have you been doing in your life, professionally, personally, and also politically, if that's applicable?
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, John. So my background, originally, my first career was in the arts, theater, film, and television, and I worked extensively in that. Moved to Nelson about 6 years ago, and I ran a small business, as well as I have two small children, and I'm currently working in government administration at Service BC, where I serve the citizens of British Columbia every day. And that got me thinking, being a parent with children in the school system, as well as already serving the people of British Columbia, what's another way that I can serve my community and give back? And school trustee was sort of a natural progression.
Looking at School District 8, what issues do you see as most pressing right now and in the next few years to come?
The issues that I see that are most pressing right now is the lack of support in the classrooms for our teachers. Our teachers have been doing their absolute best over the last couple of years, working through COVID, keeping our students safe and keeping our students in school. And what's been happening, what I've been seeing, is that EAs have been cut. There aren't enough. And I believe there isn't enough funding for EAs, educational assistants, to be in the classrooms. It's one thing I hear most from teachers is that they just don't have enough adult support in their classrooms.
So, Tricia, what I also want to know is, why do you think people should vote for you? What makes you a good candidate for a trustee?
Thanks, John. I think what makes me a great candidate is that I'm involved in the school system as a member of my PAC at Hume School. My children are in the school system. I have friends who have children in the school system. And honestly, even if you do not have children in the school system, which a lot of people are like, oh, I don't have kids who go to school, I'm not going to vote. That doesn't matter. You pay taxes. Your tax money goes to funding these schools. And I just feel I have a really good sense of what's going on in the classroom, a really good sense of what's going on with teachers. And I'm someone who can work well together as a team. And essentially, the Board of Trustees is a team of people who directs the vision of the school board. And that is why I think you should vote for me. So thank you.
Tricia Braun, SD8 trustee candidate. Finally, in our series of interviews, Tamara Zimmer, an SD8 candidate.
I am a school board trustee currently in the North, so for School District 59. I was elected in a by-election in 2010, and I've been elected to four consecutive terms since, or three since, so four terms overall. So I've served in multiple different positions, such as like board chair, vice chair, provincial council, a working group for BCSTA, which is the Provincial Trustee Association, and different things like that. In my professional life, I have worked in a variety of different roles, mostly not-for-profit. So I've worked in employment training. I ran an employment training center in Dawson Creek for a few years. So we provided skills and training and employment training to people with multiple barriers to employment. Working on things like stable housing, skills training, life skills, just kind of everything. I also taught at the Northern Lights College for a few years in their workforce development and continuing education department.
So looking at SD8, what are some issues that you see in the school district that is relevant now and in the next few years to come?
I think that the issues that the board will need to work on are going to come from the people, the staff and the students and families in our district. And so I was excited to see that the strategic planning process will start this year. And this current strategic plan ends in 2023, so it'll have to be in place by early next year. And so I have some ideas around how to kind of make sure that we hear from every staff and have student voice and just talk to all different sorts of partner groups in our strategic planning, and so that we can find the issues that are facing, you know, staff and students in the district currently, and then work on a plan to address those. So I don't have a campaign that says I want to make change in this specific area. I just really want to hear from everyone in our communities about what's going on for them and what we need to be focusing on.
Yeah, and in the interest of time, we'll try to keep it short, but why should people vote for you for SD8?
So the experience that I have, I know how to ask the right questions at the table to get the answers that we need. I have lots of experience in policy and process, so I'm able to help families and students find the resources that they need, understand the policies that govern the district, and kind of get the answers that they need and advocate for student success. So I have all of those pieces in place that will help me to support the health and well-being of our communities.
Yeah, so my name is Leslie Garlow, and my family moved here to the Revelstoke-Nelson area in 1990. So I've grown up here as like a displaced Indigenous person, a woman, for a long time. And so now currently I'm a student at the University of Victoria. I'm running for school board trustee. On top of living here and everything, because I've had my own children in the school district for about 15 years, and I just had another child. So it'll be another 12 or 13 years in the school district, and I just really wanted to see some change. And sometimes I think you just got to be the change. And I think after, going back to school and learning a lot and growing up as a human being, I've kind of come to a place where I think that maybe I could make a difference, or maybe I could have a voice that other people want to hear.
So what issues, when you look at SD8, what issues do you see as most pressing now and in the next few years to come for trustees to deal with?
Well, I think, collaborative and meaningful inclusion of the regional Indigenous nations in, academic inclusion. We have to understand truth and reconciliation, how that plays in land ownership for school districts and stuff like that. And that's something that I want to learn more about as well. I think just building more relationships, working with our environmental agencies that are in our community to develop bigger, more robust, more accessible outdoor education programs for our students, I think would also contribute to overall better mental health for our students as well.
And why should people vote for you for trustee?
Yeah, I'm passionate. I'm not going anywhere. I've been here for a long time. And like I said, my passion is in social work. So all of these systems and all these anti-oppressions that we see in our community affect my family directly, affect all of our families directly, and the environment and all of the other things, you know, so.